Welcome to the Autumn Miles Show with your host, Autumn Miles. Autumn is an author, speaker, wife, and mother. She's the founder and CEO of The Blush Network, the author of Appointed, and a premier contributor for The Blaze. Autumn's vision is to engage our culture with the bold truth of God coupled with raw faith. Now here's your host, Autumn Miles.
Hello, Autumn Miles here. Welcome to the Autumn Miles Show. So excited that you're with us today. Day three, here we go. We're going to talk about family today. We are the show that is engaging culture with bold truth and raw faith. Ugh. We've got to engage this culture. We've got to challenge this culture. This culture needs Jesus now more than ever. And they need giants to stand up and to say, I'm going to be the one that stands for goodness. I'm going to be the one that stands for righteousness in a loving way. So excited that you are back with me today. I'm going to continue introducing myself to you. I hope you're not annoyed already, day three. But I think it's important that if you turn on this station every day at 2 o'clock, you know who you're talking to. I want you to know about my life, what God has done, how he's ransomed me, how he's brought me out, how he set my feet upon his rock. I think stories of hope, I know they minister to me. And so I hope these are ministering to you as well. Eddie and I got married in 2004. We talked about that yesterday. We talked about doing marriage God's way yesterday. And we proceeded to have 4 children. I love kids. They're crazy. My daughter Grace is 10 years old, going on 16. Oh my goodness. I'm really sad about it. She went to a sleepover a couple days ago, and I cried when she left. You know that age where they're 10 and all of a sudden they're 18, and then you're seeing them getting married, and then they're in, whatever, they have kids of their own. Anyway, none of that's happened yet. She's only 10, but I feel like it's coming. My son is 7. His name is Jude Elijah Miles, and he is 7 going on about 4. What happens when they turn 7? I love my son. He is precious beyond precious beyond precious, but he's into the burp phase, all that. He's the one I told you a couple days ago, he's the one that broke my toe, and he felt really bad about it, but they're just kind of crazy at that 7-year-old thing. They're crazy full of life. They're crazy funny. And he is beyond precious. Grace is our biological daughter. Jude is our biological son. We have 2 adopted children. Moses Ezekiel Miles. He is 11 months old, and he is a little beefcake. He just started walking. Actually, today he came in and he said mama for the first time to me. And so I'm obsessed with that. What mom isn't obsessed with that? He walks around and, he does his little thing. And then we have Haven Esther Miles. She is 9 months old and she doesn't do anything. She lays around, she rolls over every once in a while, but she's the baby. And so we absolutely spoil her to death. She is precious beyond precious. Parenting. I am obsessed with it. I can't imagine my life without one of these 4 little blessings that God has given us. When I became a parent, I realized how completely and utterly selfish I was. And, but I was okay with, I was okay with giving. I would do anything for any 4 of my children. And, I am, of course, committed to them as their mom. But parenting done God's way today is not really encouraged. I am intentional Knowing what God has done, how he has transformed my life, I am intentional in leading, training up these kids in a way where they become weapons for the Lord, and not in a crazy way, but that they understand their purpose. They understand that they are called. They understand that there is something out there that God has selected them and put them on the earth for. It is my job as their mother and Eddie's job as their father to train them in the ways of the Lord. And, you know, I don't want to be their friend. I'm not really big on that. You know, do I want them to love me? Of course. It's okay, though, if they don't like me, because I am intentional on raising children that will be in God's army, that will assume all that God has for them. You know, there's many times, you know, I'm fun. Like, I hope I'm fun. I think that they would say that, you know. I get on the floor and wrestle around with them, hence my broken toe. You know, I'm the one that's, you know, scaring them and, you know, tickling them and stuff like that. You know, we have fun with them. But we also are parenting on purpose. There's not many things that come through, challenges that come through our children's lives that we don't sit them down and say, what does God want to teach you in this season of your life? My daughter came home the other day and she was very upset because someone had told the whole class, the little boy that she had a crush on. And, you know, it was a special moment, and I was able to sit there and I was able to talk to her about, you know, she may feel embarrassed, but, you know, God accepts her exactly where she was. We seize those moments. We're not on our phones incessantly and not grasping these moments to pour into our children the life of the Lord. We are seizing them. And, you know, it's amazing when they begin to get it. You know, Ephesians says, honor your father and mother. And this word honor your father and mother, I don't see a lot of this honor going on. I see a lot of, you know, on TV, I see a lot of making fun of your father and mother. And, you know, even on shows like, you know, popular shows that your kids would watch, you know, the parents are typically the idiots in the show. You know, there is not a lot of respect that we see in our culture today, honoring father and mother. But the Lord says, do that, and your days will be long upon the earth. So we sow into them God's word. We sow into them the precepts and the principles of God's word. And you know, the Bible says when they're old, they won't depart from it. And we're counting on that for sure. I want to raise spiritual giants. I want them to be the next generation of the evangelists. I want to see my children love God just like I do. I pray for my children constantly, because just as intentionally and as passionately as I want them to love God, Satan wants them to love him and his ways. And there is a fight for the children of our world today. Satan wants to put his stamp on them. Satan wants to steal them. Satan wants to distract them with anything he can dangle in front of them. But God has called them. God has appointed them. I remember when my husband and I first got married, married in 2004, and boom, January 2005, we were pregnant with my daughter, Grace. And I remember before Eddie and I were married, I was praying just about my future. Hadn't even met Eddie yet. But I told the Lord, I said, you know what, Lord, if you give me a little girl, and I hadn't even met my husband, I will name her Grace based on what you have done for me. We got married and I was coming back from a speaking engagement. I was on one of those little planes, you know, the planes that are the size of your car that you're like, oh, Lord Jesus, help us to make it to our destination. I was on one of those little planes and there was so much turbulence, probably the most severe turbulence I have ever had. And the plane started shifting up and down and it would raise up and then it would drop down. And I started freaking out and I looked across the way and it wasn't full. There wasn't a lot of passengers on the plane. And there was one woman, she was clinging to the side of her seat for dear life, and I made eye contact with her and I was like, oh Lord, help us. And she kind of prayed back to me, and I just put my head back and I didn't know I was pregnant yet, but I was like, Lord, help us, protect this plane. And the Lord spoke to me just like he would speak to anyone. And I'm not being crazy here. This actually happened. He said, don't be afraid. You're carrying a little baby girl. And I sat straight up. And sure enough, 2 weeks later, I took a pregnancy test, was pregnant. Everyone's like, this baby's a boy. And I thought, no, it isn't. It's a girl. And she sure enough was a girl, Grace Elizabeth Miles. A couple years later, we were pregnant on accident. I mean, purpose with my son, Jude. And I'm so thankful for him. He came along. We found out on Christmas Eve. He was the best Christmas present we ever received. And then there was a lot of silence. And ever since I was in high school, I've always had this desire to adopt. I've always been drawn to it. I don't know what it was about it. I know now it was definitely a calling in my life, but it's a weird thing for a high school kid to think about adopting. And I would think about it very regularly. You know, I would picture, I always believe God wanted me to adopt a little baby girl, and I would picture this girl, and I would picture her hair, and I would picture her skin complexion, and I had such a passion for adoption, and I knew I married my first husband. I knew I wasn't adopting any kids with him. And I met Eddie, and Eddie wasn't, he really wanted to have biological kids first. And one day in 2012, he came home from a conference. And he looked at me and he said, I had a dream and I saw our little baby girl. And I know you've wanted to adopt for years and today's the day. And so by the next day, you know, me, I'm crazy. So I've like called 65 agencies in a span of 20 minutes and I'm signed up with an agency the next day. We do our home study and I was so incredibly excited. Now, the way that adoption works, the birth mothers, when you sign up with an agency, the birth mothers that are also signed up with the agency look through your birth book. You provide a book that has all the information with your family in it, what you like, what you don't like, you know, pictures of your house, those types of things, where you live. And the book, when the birth mother is about ready to deliver, they look over the books. And we were told that our family book was looked over by a birth mother who was pregnant with twins. And I thought, well, Lord, that's not one girl. That would be two somethings. And I thought to myself, you know, this birth mother, she's totally going to choose us because our life is insane. And yeah, I just felt it. Well, sure enough, 2 days later, we get a call about the birth mother with twins choosing us. And here we are. We have two kids. I have full ministry. I'm CEO of this company, organization. You know, I travel and speak and do all this sort of whatever, whatever. And here God is saying twins, baby twins in the height of your career. So I looked at my husband and we literally laughed out loud multiple times. We met with a birth mother the next day and decided to say yes to these twins. But I did not have a peace in my spirit about these twins. And I thought, oh, surely this is because there's two. Surely it's because, you know, it's going to turn our life upside down. But I was not at rest. I couldn't get happy about it. I didn't understand why. And I remember praying through, and I sort of justified my feelings and would say, well, you know, everything's going to change. You know, there she is having twins. Remember one day in October, the Lord, I was almost sick because I just didn't have peace about these twins. And I started praying. It was a Tuesday in October. And the Lord said, do some detective searching. And so, you know, Autumn, the detective, gets on her computer and I start scrolling through, you know, you can find anyone these days. You just Google them. And I knew what her name was. And I started scrolling through pictures, and I actually found a picture of her that was taken recently. And she's probably supposed to be about 6-7 months pregnant with twins, and she has no belly whatsoever. And it just, my heart sunk. Here we had walked with this girl for several months at this point. We had invested money, finances in her, emotions in her. I had told my two biological children about her, and I'm staring at a picture of her with a flat stomach going, where's my twins? I knew in that instance, that's where my unrest came from. It was the Holy Spirit. And I just want to tell you to listen to that. In you, the Holy Spirit is a gift from God, the comforter, the one that comes to convict sin, the one that comes to direct. And when he speaks in an unrest in your spirit, no matter what it is, if it's adoption or if it's something else, listen to that prompting. We are so good in our culture at silencing the work that the Holy Spirit is doing in us in order to better us, in order to direct us and to put us on a good path. We silence it. We justify it away because of maybe our whatever we want to do, and our own desires get in the way of that voice saying, this isn't right. This isn't right. You shouldn't be making this decision. You shouldn't be going in this direction. Listen to it because it is there for your good. Well, I did that day. I called the adoption agency, and sure enough, she was scamming us. That was a super hard day for my family. I remember sitting, we were outside sitting at our outdoor furniture, and me, my husband, and my daughter and my son just wept and thought, Lord, Satan has stolen something that we were preparing for. We were preparing for it. But I am here to tell you today, what Satan steals in your life, God will restore. Did you hear me say that? What Satan steals in your life, God will restore. He is the restorer of the streets, the rebuilder of the breach it talks about in Isaiah. He is intentional in your life. What Satan meant for evil, God meant for good. He wants to come in and he wants to restore in your life. We were devastated that day, but I did not lose my faith. Rather, I threw all of that burden, all of that. It was like a double miscarriage. I threw all of that on the Lord and said, you know what, Lord, make something good out of it. Give me a testimony that I can say, you know what? Yes, this happened to me, but God had something greater in mind for me. My family began the process of waiting for 2 years. We waited in birth mother after birth mother. You know, they didn't choose us. And sometimes you start thinking, you know, what's wrong with us? What's wrong with our family? You know, why didn't anyone want us? I remember last year, February 18th, my husband and I got a call. We were intentional on getting a girl, and the adoption agency called us and said, hey, we've got this little boy. He's due in 2 days. Would you be interested? My husband and I looked at each other. We didn't even, it's one of those marriage things. You don't have to say nothing. Yes. We're interested. Got a call a couple hours later. The birth mother had chosen us. Moses was born February 20th, but February 18th, we got the call about Moses. February 19th, 24 hours later, we got a call that another birth mother had chosen us, and she was pregnant with a baby girl. That was due 9 weeks later. And I thought in this moment, we waited 2 years and 2 months. and God restored both of our babies to us in 2 days. Moses was born February 20th. Moses Ezekiel Miles, he's precious. Haven Esther Miles was born April 25th. What Satan steals, God restores. And you know what? We are being very intentional. Whereas it's a lot different when you parent, when you're older, when you have infants, when you're older, you think differently. You know, not everything is like a super big deal. And that's where parenting. It's funny to see our parenting styles change, but we are just as intentional as raising up a generation, as long as it concerns the Miles family, that will fight for the things of God, that will be ambassadors for his kingship and for his glory. I want to introduce one of our, she's another member of our staff. She is absolutely incredible. Her name is Lori Graham. She is one of the co-producers here at the Autumn Miles Show. Welcome, Lori, to the show.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad that you're here. She does a lot of technical things, and she's, you know, sort of the brains behind this outfit most of the time. But you have an incredible son. And I want you to talk. So tell us about your son and parenting such an awesome guy.
Man, I am amazed, and I can only give glory to God for my son. I was a single parent for most of his life, pregnant at 18. The one thing that sticks out to me the most is before I had an intimate relationship with Christ, before I really knew him, I knew of Jesus, but I wasn't actually saved at that point. Even then, while he was in my belly, I prayed for him. Hmm. I told God, this is your child, Lord. I can't do this by myself.
Yes.
And as, you know, I proceeded to get to know God more and gave my life to Christ, he began to show me the only way to parent is the Bible, is what refer to the Bible and pray. Mm. I've been praying for our son since he was in my belly. He is in the military. He, by all means, by all statistics, should not be the man he is today. And I can only give God the glory for that.
Mm. And he's serving our country.
He's serving the country.
But he just came back to the States,
yes.
Right?
He was on deployment for 8 months, and God kept him and protected him. And you can bet I was praying every single day. Mm. There hasn't been a day I haven't prayed for my son since he was born.
Mm. Yeah. Is it our responsibility as mothers to sow prayers into our children? You know, sometimes I think Satan steals our prayer time with our like Facebook and our Instagram accounts and like exactly. Snapchats and, you know, whatever it is out there. But it is our responsibility to sow life into our children through prayer, right?
Right. I remember one time you responding to somebody saying, pray it through, pray your kids through. You know, a lot of times, even when my son was in elementary school, I was praying for his wife that he will one day marry. He's not married yet, but he will marry somebody. And I've been praying for her since he was young. When he's going through something, the rebellious stage and everything, I prayed, and I stuck to God's word. What does God's word say about this? You know, I was a single parent for a long time. I had my family around me. But when I had to come to a decision, it was, what does your word say, God? What does it say?
Yeah.
The only thing I can say is that that's why he's such a stand-up guy. Mm. It's not because of me. It's because of God.
Amen. Amen. Oof. That'll preach right there, Lori. That'll preach. You know, I love being intentional with the prayer, but since I have you right here, tell us what are you looking forward to this year with the Autumn Miles Show, and what do you hope to see God do? I know you've been in our ministry a while, and it's been awesome to get to know you, but just in a couple seconds, what are you looking forward to?
I think what I'm looking forward most to with the Autumn Miles Show is just the fresh anointing God is pouring on this. And there are so many people that are in a specific place in their life right now that they need to hear this. Their journey, where they've been hurt or where they've struggled, God is leading them to hear this message. And it's going to be all the divine appointments. Mm. That's what I'm looking forward to, is people, like you said, riding in your car and they're like, man, I needed to hear this right now. And that's a life-changing appointment through the radio. And I'm super excited for that.
I'm so excited too. You know, Lori is a prayer, like she just said. And, you know, we actually prayed before we started taping today. And you know, that's one thing that I don't want you to forget as we engage culture with the bold truth. We're not scared of truth. God backs his truth and raw faith. We want you to know that, you know, we are praying for you in your situation, although we don't know, your face or your name, you know, we've got you covered, don't we, Lori?
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us, today. I hope this was an encouragement to you. I know that it encourages me just to sort of look back on where God has brought us and how faithful he is. He is always faithful. Revelation says he is the faithful and true. And man, I'm just so happy to be God's child. We will see you tomorrow right here.
Thanks so much for listening today. The Autumn Miles program is listener supported, and your donation to keep it on the air is appreciated. To make a donation, visit autumnmiles.com. And with a $100 donation or more, you'll receive an autographed copy of Autumn's book, Appointed, Your Future Starts Now. Join us next time for the Autumn Miles Show on Christian Talk Radio, The Word, 100.7 FM.